Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our guest joining us recently spent 8 days in the hospital battling coronavirus. He's a TV host. He's on radio. He's a stand-up comedian. Michael Yo, it is Stryker and Klein. How you feeling today, man?
I'm getting better. It's been about a month since I got out of hospital. So I was in ICU for 8 days. So it's kind of crazy. It was really crazy.
But a week ago, you still didn't even have a voice because we wanted to chat with you. You know, I think it was like a week ago, and you said, I would love to go on with you guys, but I have no voice. I can't speak.
Yeah, I'm just getting my voice back, man. It hit me hard. Like, they had to call 911 to come get me from my house because I just couldn't breathe. And they took me to the hospital. And when I got there, the doctor, you know, they x-rayed my lungs and they went, I asked the doctor, I was like, yo, what's going to happen? Be direct. And he was just like, well, it's going to go good or it's going to go really bad, but we won't know till 2 days, you know, and basically you're going to live or die and we'll know in 2 days because my lungs were filling up with fluid and I still got fluid in my lungs now. But yeah, it was scary, man. And then he said, and no matter what happens, you can't have family here, you know, so literally you're in your head, you're going, so I got 2 days where I could possibly die and I can't see my family and I'm in the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. So it's going to be a miserable 2 days. So yeah. And it's just, it was the worst 2 nights of my life. Every drug I saw on TV, they were given to me. Like, it literally every 2 hours I was injected with something, but I made it through. And I think the biggest thing was, is they didn't put me on a ventilator. You know, because now they're finding out that was the worst thing to do, is to put you on a ventilator. Because now, well, ventilator is a worst case scenario, because once something else breathes for you, this is what I was told. I'm not a doctor, but they said once something else starts breathing for you, your body gets used to it, and then it's harder for you to come back.
Wow.
So, yeah, they did everything they could to keep me off the ventilator. So it was very scary.
Before we go any further, can you take us back? When did you start feeling a little bit off physically?
I went to New York and performed at New York at the beginning of March. Okay. Then about 4 days after I came back, I isolated myself because I just didn't feel right. I had a fever of 101, you know, and you got to remember at that time, there were only 11 deaths and like 10,000 cases or 9,000 cases. Like, it wasn't a big deal. People were like, oh, you're going to beat it, be fine. So I isolated myself for 3 days. My temperature went from 101 and 102. And then the fourth day, I just couldn't breathe hardly. And like I said, the ambulance had to come and get me. And when I was at the hospital, my temperature got up to 103.5. So it was scary times. And I do want to let everybody know, like, you know, LA's been good about it, but, you know, you're seeing all these protests going on and different things in other cities. But here's the thing that I want to get across, is these nurses and doctors and frontline workers and essential workers, they're risking their lives for us. And by you being selfish, not following rules or not trying to be safe, you're endangering those people that are being so selfless. You're endangering your family and other people's families. And people are dying alone in the hospital because they can't see anybody. And now you've heard the stories, you know, where they're doing it by walkie-talkie, they're doing it by phone calls, they're doing it by FaceTime. Like, that's how families are seeing their members go. So you just got to be cautious about that and think about that type of stuff. Go out with a mask, safe distance, stay at home if you don't need to go out. But that's the thing I took away from it most is, like, people in the hospital were dying alone.
I was so shocked that, I mean, whenever it happens to someone you know, it seems very shocking because in so many ways it's easy to think this is something that happens to other people. It doesn't happen to my friends. It doesn't happen to young people. And even people that are in good shape. And you're a guy, I've seen you, you ride the bike, the spin bike. You know, you're a guy who's in good shape.
Everything.
Yeah, so like, you know, at least I have going for me, I'm not in good shape. So when people go, I don't get it. He was in good shape. No one will ever say that about me. I'm in horrible
shape.
That
is true.
I was thinking to myself with you, I go, I couldn't believe it got that bad because you're young, you're in good shape, you got maybe the hottest wife on the planet. It just didn't seem like it would have made sense to happen to you.
Well, and here's another thing, you know, I know it's not popular, but I don't drink or I've never done a drug. So what was good and bad about my situation is I was the first person at this hospital with corona. So I got all the attention. So it was, but by the time I left in 8 days, it was filled. That's how fast this thing was moving. But what was good about me being the first person is, I don't want to say I was a guinea pig, but since I never drank, I was in good health. I worked out 6 days a week and I didn't do drugs. They literally gave me everything because I was like the perfect guinea pig. You know, I was the perfect test subject. So every drug I saw on TV, they were like giving it to me, like that whole malaria drug.
Yeah.
That you hear the press, they gave me that for a day and a half, but they gave me the HIV drug the whole time. Now, a lot of people ask me why they take me off the malaria drug. The doctor felt at the time that my body wasn't in the right place for it. You know, it wasn't a good fit for me. So they moved me to something else.
You say Michael, guinea pig, but we say trendsetter around here.
Oh, yeah. Well, the trendsetter. You could say that, I guess. Yeah.
That is Michael Yo joining us, TV host. He's done radio. He's a stand-up comedian, and he's sharing his story with us on K-Rock this morning. My brain works. Even if I just get a cold, Michael, I think, who gave me this cold? Where was I? Was it somebody at K-Rock? Was it my partner, Klein? Did your brain spin out on how you got this and where?
You know what? About 3 weeks after I got it, my friend sent me a picture. I'm not going to call anybody out, but every person in that picture got it. So I know one of those people gave it to me.
Wow. Was it a comedian? Yeah, was it a bunch of comedians or was it radio people?
No, I'm not going to say who it was. No, it was no comedians, but I will say this. Every person in that picture, they got sick, but they weren't as bad as me. But they even admitted, you probably got it from one of us. Because I only saw them for a second.
Wow.
Like, literally, I took a picture with them, talked to them, and then they were out.
So you heard it here first. Chelsea Handler gave Michael Yo coronavirus. Spread the word.
No way. Exactly. No. Definitely not Chelsea. But it was in New York. I know it was in New York.
You mentioned the fever that you had when you got back from New York after doing comedy. Nobody wants a fever ever. Were there any other symptoms that you were feeling that were freaking you out? Like, did you have a headache?
Yeah.
Was it a sore throat, body aches? Tell us.
The migraine, it's almost like if two people could hit you with a hammer in the head at the same time as hard as they could, but it left no bruises. That's what it felt like inside my head. I was dizzy. I was coughing up blood. I mean, by the time they picked me up, I was coughing up blood. Like, you just, it feels like your body was shutting down. And, you know, they say that feeling where it feels like you're drowning because my lungs were filling up with fluid. So by the time they were taking me to the hospital, it really felt like I was drowning, you know? So my body was just aching. It just gets sore, you know? So I'm telling you, if you get shortness of breath or your fever is going everywhere, go to the doctor, because I waited 3 days where I could have been. I think about it. I don't know why I waited. I could have got treated those 3 days and not gone through this, possibly.
Dude, we're so happy that obviously we're talking to you under these circumstances. I felt almost guilty and like a horrible person that I was unaware until you had kind of already made it through the difficult times. I did not realize how serious it was. And I'm just so happy for you. I know you got obviously a couple of kids, but a brand new baby. And so we're sending you nothing but love from our end. And thank you for sharing the story with us. It's really, listen, radio guy through and through. I mean, Michael, legend, radio legend. And so to have you on with us means a lot to us. And obviously that you're doing better. It's a good thing. In some ways, I was rooting against you because you have a lot of jobs. I'd like them to free up for the rest of us. But, you know.
Well, and the thing is, I know you really mean that. So that's what
I... That's not true.
No, but, you know, guys, I love you. And it's just, you know, now it's just every day I wake up, I'm just happy to be alive. And I can't wait till we all can live a normal life again, no matter how long that takes. And I just want to live now, just live life to the fullest. So I'm very excited about this.
Well, live life more right when you hang up with us right now. Thank you again for calling us. That is Michael Yo. He thankfully is doing better, and the best to you and your family. And let's talk again under better, way better circumstances soon.
100%. All right, guys. Have a great one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.